cliffcentral.com.
I think he came under fire recently for making some comments about Marvin Gaye having been the artist who made the biggest year. Obviously, he was throwing shade at the likes of Robin Thicke, who had a bad year, by the way. This is a brand new one from Jamie Foxx, hanging out with Chris Brown, who apparently came to South Africa to lip sync. It had everybody so upset, which I don't get. Why would you be surprised that he was lip syncing? I mean, he's a modern day artist, and that's exactly what they do. I think majority of what the likes of Chris Brown, of what you hear in their music, especially with regards to the end product, isn't necessarily what they're capable of doing live on stage. There are artists who are actually good with such things. But anyway, welcome to the show. This is O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. As always, I'm hanging out with my boy, Junior, and he's killing it as always. You want to just show off a little bit? Super talented, man. Without any of any time, it's going to be an explosive show. We've actually overbooked. The studio is so crazy. First of all, let me just introduce my first guest, the winner of Big Brother Africa Season 9, Tayo. Oops, I mean Idris.
I thought you were like mentioning the winner of Top 2.
How you doing, bro?
I'm great.
I'm really good. Yeah, it's great to hear you here in the studio, man. How long have you been in SA for now?
It's actually 2 weeks now.
Two weeks.
Yeah, this is actually going for the second week. I came here for the first week, then this is the second week.
So what has been the biggest surprise in terms of what you've seen, people you've interacted with so far?
I wouldn't say it's a surprise. Actually, it's a weird thing, I would say. Still, the same people, the way people talk English, like the English of South Africa is like people of Russia.
Really?
Yeah, deeply Russian people, I would say. And I was actually watching a lot of clips, so I really get the English thing. It's really bad.
And sadly, you're leaving tomorrow.
Actually, it's not sad. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm always excited when I'm on a plane. So
why?
See, I'm an African, you know. I never paid for my planes before, so now I'm paying for my planes. I'm like, okay, I have to be very excited for the free food and everything.
Yeah. Cool stuff. Hanging out with Idris. We'll catch up with him on the flip side. We also have Nhlanhla, who was here late the last time. Oh, did I tell you guys this is what happened? I invited him over and he showed up late.
What?
Yeah. And all he did was... And I left him here having Super M.
Hold on. He showed up.
That's the only reason he came.
That's progress.
I got lost. I didn't do it on purpose.
Of course you got lost.
I was sweaty and wet from walking up the hill. What's the street again?
Wet.
Okay, so he was wet.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we picked up. So Nhlanhla was wet. That's why he couldn't make it here on time.
The wet and clap. Catch up tonight.
We also have the lovely Samantha. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
Cool. I think I read somewhere that you have a show here. Do you have a show here?
No. You know what's actually happening? I piloted a show last week.
Yeah.
With Arye.
Okay.
So he's trying to help me find something that is suitable for Cliff.
Okay.
So because the idea that I had
initially, that's basically something foul. You need to find something foul,
yes.
Which is why you brought Idris here. Okay.
I feel so used there. Let me speak some Pretorian English. I feel so used.
No, sorry for interrupting. Okay, so are you winning with that?
Yes. As soon as he comes back, he said I'm supposed to email him and Kat again. So I'll be back probably next week sometime. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, still need to be confirmed.
Well, we're looking forward to hosting you here.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we've got our supermodel friend, Luis.
Yo.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
All the way from Namibia.
Yes, sir.
You guys speak Afrikaans in Namibia?
Afrikaans, yeah.
Listen, dude, I went to Windhoek at some point. It has to be one of the cleanest towns in Africa.
It's
I don't know if it's still the same with Maria
world.
And Delish, but...
Yeah.
It is a clean.
Can we not go there, please?
Delicious is the cleanest country.
No,
in Africa.
let's you guys are gonna get me into trouble, like for real.
Okay, Delicious is the cleanest country in Africa.
Wow, it is.
It's such a flyer, though.
Wow, dude. Can
we'll
we focus?
Find a tweet?
Okay, let's focus on this guy and his abs. So how you doing, bro?
No, I'm good. I'm chill. I'm just trying to get back in the rhythm of things, you know. Like, I'm still in that phase, trying to get out of that big brother phase, you know, get back into
you are based in South Africa at the moment?
No, I'm here most of the time because of work, you know, like fashion shows and shoots and all that stuff. But I still live in Namibia. Like, I'm actually deciding where I'm going to be based at.
You know, I didn't watch your season much, sadly. But the few times that I caught it, the one time I actually caught it, I think you were on top of a wall and you wanted to go home.
No,
actually, guys. For the first time, you have to give it for Big Brother for showcasing Spider-Man 3. Give it to him. Like, that was deeply Spider-Man.
Well, the thing is, I was so like, there was too much negativity inside the house.
Yeah.
And what calms me down is being outside and looking at the stars. So I was climbing the wall to look at the stars, and then he was hyping it. He was like, "No, Louis, come down. I'm like, "Dude, I'm just looking at the
wall." You were the first.
I think you should just ask him
surprised.
Why he was upset.
Yeah.
I was please scared. Tell him why
so
you
wait,
were upset.
Generally, when you get upset, you
I have to
jump
go outside,
over the wall
no,
and you look at stars.
And look at stars. Like, I have to go outside and be on my own and look at stars.
I was surprised. I'm
so
the
he
first.
Was hyping
no, no, he's the first. Black Peter Parker I saw. So I had to like, what is happening? Why is this Spider-Man not wearing a suit? There's no safety.
Nah, man.
In case you just joined us, hanging out with the crew from Hot Shots. We also have the winner of that season. We've got crazy guests coming through shortly. In fact, I'd like to welcome in just a little bit Ringo, who was supposed to have been here last week, but he couldn't make it. I'm not sure why. I'm sure he's going to explain to us. First of all, let me be honest. Look, I know Ringo from videos and I've seen him perform before. But when he walked in, doesn't he look like a rapper? No, seriously though. No, he does. Anyway, but
like
so you want to bring in
killer.
Ringo?
Is it the bald guy with the...
No,
he
that's
actually
a legend.
Looks more like a terrorist than a rapper.
That's a legend right there, ladies and gentlemen. He's actually going through an encyclopedia as we speak. So that's how sophisticated our guests are here on the show. So we're coming back.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum. O'Neal. With the hottest exclusive. O'Neal. Worldwide.
Suchi comes out. He's the dealer.
Sam, Pincham, Federinza. They can't stop a shine, cause Rina Lincoln. Samora Michelle, with a little Chris Hani. Kasi the Kasi, ghetto children sit by me. Don't get it twisted, I got skills. I'm dumb nice, so dumb nice. I bring a rhyme to a gunfight. Get it? Like two guns, go chala 99. I do it for the people, so get sharp or got limelight. I used to stress about the things that they all say, but I learned to deal with lip like Beyonce. Never scared, I'm bold, I'm Abashante. Never seen success, but now we on a blind date. It's strange all the things that they calling me, but I rise above and box out when the devil trying to corner me. Honestly, never been a wannabe, but I wanna be everything that my daughter needs. Getting love from Pituri to my Tatiella. I belong in the Coliseum with gladiators. Move magazine, don't think ill it is. Write real news, let's talk about who expose all these skeleton people in the industry. But let's take a go fear me when I make music involve a pelo pele. I'm necessary evil, but I'm humble. Break my name up, less ego, I'll repeat it. Listen, I'm the rap Steve Biko and I mean it. Keep the fame, I'm here for the freedom.
We want freedom, keep the fame cause we want freedom. Keep the fame cause we want freedom. All my people say para vida, para vida, para vida. Keep the fame cause we want freedom. Keep the fame cause we want freedom.
Keep
my people say para vida.
I really wanna be free, yo. I put my
my reality on screen. Now it seems like I should have asked Les about this bullish. I just wanted to be free to be me, but now it seems I got less for this bullish. I might have just got famous, but the changes that it came with got way too much bullish. What's strange is they say that it raises your greatness, but how great is this bullish? Just a whole bunch of bullish. Some of y'all new kids would think that I'd be cool with, like all these cute chicks who wanna get this huge with two kids and a wife who wants a brand new crib. I mean, the truth is everything is useless if you just move with what everybody's cool with. I need freedom for the music so I can always choose to drop 10K when they ask for my 2 cents. Peep this, next time I'm in the club, I just wanna go buck and be a nuisance. Cause I'm tired of always checking what I'm doing, where, who with, like I sell drugs and not music. I'm just dope, don't confuse it. I get paid for what I make, not what I'm doing. And someone please tell Bobby that my dude Les just wants the freedom to marry her and make a
if
few
I'm
kids.
Freedom, keep the fame cause we want freedom. Keep the fame cause we want freedom. All my people say para vida, para vida, para vida. Keep the fame cause we want freedom. Keep the fame cause we want.
It's Freedom of Fame. This is the remix version of the song. Black Les featuring a host of other rappers. Now, in the studio right now, it's an honor to introduce vocal legend, royalty when it comes to soul music, Afro soul music, whatever you want to call it. And I've actually forgotten the fact that I was upset that he stood me up the last time you were supposed to have been here. But Ringo Madlingos is in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, sir? Please come closer to the mic. So, for the fact that Moholo, he stood us up the last time, this is how we're going to welcome him. Junior's going to play something for him, and he's just going to sing off the dome.
Maybe I should say I'm sorry for standing you up. But you know, traffic all over. Hey, load shedding all over. Everybody waiting for someone but I. When I hear good music, to be a duty gets close and it and deceive I in. Oh, Nandi, Kuti Mandi, Dizule.
Legendary stuff. Gina, do you want to play something that people recognize from Ringo?
Yeah, I'm anything? Playing a song.
No. Sir, okay, I don't recognize it. Can you play the ones that I know? Let's play one of the popular ones.
Where's time to sing? Kuyaba Jape Kaya Zuguyani. Oh, Dali Wam Diakodola.
Nice.
Oh, go, go away. Kapeka Elikaya. I say lokaya, kumnyama lokikesha, ndiyakudola ingabuphi Western Sun kuyaba tapeka. Daliwam, Diagodola.
Samantha had promised to join you.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you okay with this melody, Samantha? Can we choose a different song?
I don't freestyle. I don't. Like, I'm not even going to lie. The person that should be here is the master of freestyle, Prometheus.
Okay, so he sadly be. He's not here. He's so, the talented one from Hotshot is actually not here.
Yes.
They gave us what they... could possibly round up.
Yeah.
So this is the best we could get for now. We're coming back.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum. O'Neal. With a hottest exclusive. O'Neal. Worldwide.
That was me.
I don't.
Oh, so you guys don't know that part. Come on.
I think he needs to give us the words.
Guys, clap for me. Clap for me.
You guys are hopeless.
Clap. Clap. Clap your hands.
I grew up listening to this song and in Namibia back in the day. So I did not know what the lyrics meant, but still we could sing along like what I'm trying to do right now. Like you feel it anyways, that's like the power of your show.
No, I think the best thing about it is the fact that like we all sang the song, and I know for a fact I don't know the words, but I sang the song. So
what
I'm not going
to
embarrass myself and sing it the way I sang it then.
No, it's cool. You can sing it. It's all right. It's all right.
Let's just quickly talk to Ringo. First of all, look, it's an honor to have you here with us in the studio. Albums, what's happening right now? Are you working on any projects at the moment?
There's an album out since last year, October.
Okay.
Vulani, that's the name of it.
Okay.
And I've been having this song Owami and Wenobutle being played as singles. So it's definitely happening.
In terms of your headspace, your creative headspace, when you're writing today,
sure.
I mean, you've been in the music business forever. Do you find that you write about different things today? What do you write about? Where are you in terms of your creative space?
Well, I always think about love, about unity, about togetherness, and those things never fall out of place,
yeah.
You know. And it's all about, you know, mixing the sounds that the younger guys are using today, like, you know, program sounds and all that. And also that works, you know, because I can't be locked up in an old way of doing things, you know. It's funny, when I was doing one song and this guy said, "No, man, this song is too clean."
Uh-huh.
It just make it dirty a little bit, you know. Like, what do you mean? He said, "No, because I mean, this is old school. Come on, put something, you know, make
okay,
it, yeah,
some flavor in there."
So I'm trying to get all these dirty parts coming in.
Well, listen, Idris is here. So
oh yes,
yeah, I'm
he's
here.
In
I'm
charge
I'm
of the dirty department.
In charge, yeah. I was waiting for somebody to so, take me into that job.
So
yeah.
Anything dirty,
so he's
this
a man.
Is why we have him here.
All right.
Yeah. Now I know you. You at some point you collaborated with the late Flabba.
Sure.
Tell me about working with him on that particular song.
Well, you know, I worked with you know, Flabba. There's, you know, when I work with people, I get into their zone.
Was it the whole crew? Was it Flabba?
No,
or was it just
no,
Sugar Smacks?
It was Sugar Smacks. No,
okay.
No, Flabba was there. Yes,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
it's
but it
all
was the
like
team. Yeah,
that's it. You know, yeah. It's that collective effort. You know,
yeah.
But also, when I worked with the professor,
yeah,
he's on another vibe, you know, and like guys come up with.
So whoever you work with, you basically adapt to.
Exactly, that's the vibe.
Okay, now at the moment we're seeing a lot of African or continental artists coming together. Are you under any pressure to collaborate with anyone? I know you've done a song with the legendary Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe.
Mm.
Are we going to be seeing any more of that type of thing?
I wouldn't want to do that because people expect that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But if ever there is a song that comes whenever anyone is around, then we do it. You know?
Okay. We're still hanging out with Ringo in the studio. We're going to have some guests join us here. on O'Neill on Cliff Central, and we'll get into some more freestyling. We're still hanging out with the Hot Shots as well, who will also be joining us in a freestyle soon enough. They actually didn't know that, but it's going to be happening shortly.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Junior, okay, yeah. We're going to make music now. Do you want to play something for us? We're introducing another guest shortly, and we'll get into a freestyle. Now, Junior, can you just show off, man?
Okay.
Show off to Ringo. I mean, Ringo is here, dude. If you can't show off when Ringo is here, when are you going to show off? Now we continue with the show without any waste of any time. We'd like to welcome in the studio, dude. I can't say your name. I'm sorry. How do I say your name?
Tsikinzi.
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 What language is that?
Oh,
it's just one of those names that just. How did that name come about?
It means light.
Light. Mm. Okay. What language is it?
It's a Romanian name.
Okay, it's a Romanian name.
Yeah.
So your mother gave you a Romanian name.
No,
she was cool like that. Oh, your friends gave you the name?
No, the name came up back in the day when you were as in school.
Okay.
So my teacher calls her, says I have a light in me, and one day just came up with the name Kinsey.
Okay.
So the T
so stuck.
Yeah, the T on the name is my real name, Anthony Tony. So I go T Kinsey.
Okay, cool stuff. Okay. Okay, so we're gonna introduce you by having you perform with us here.
Okay.
And that's how we'll know exactly what it is that you do. We've got Junior here. Junior, are you ready for something?
I'm good, man.
Okay, we're gonna make music. We also have the legendary Ringo over there. Are you calling somebody? Is that your partner in crime? Okay. Yeah. What was that, dude? No. What happened?
They're going to shoot you.
Oh, he's got a camera. Oh, okay. Yeah, they were pulling gang signs. I was like, yo, we're about to get mugged in the studio.
I'm honored to have you here on the same interview with me, Ringo. I've heard about you a lot, and nice to meet you, sir.
Honored. For sure.
All right, dope stuff. So we're just going to freestyle. I want you to approve of what Junior is doing. If you like the melody, then you can start. We're actually gonna do a new song on the spot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, actually,
are you ready?
I said I'm gonna do something new with you.
Yeah, right now.
Of course.
I'm okay, ready. Cool. Alright. Are you guys happy with what Junior is doing?
Yeah, I heard him play, he's very good.
Okay, cool. Mm. So alright. But it's up to you, gentlemen.
Tikinzi, yeyevana, yey, 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 na.
I'm looking around. I see many things that are happening around me. I can't believe I've come this far. It's a great feeling. I can't explain how I feel. is me, this is me. I can understand this, but I wanna say I'm grateful. This is the way that we come in, the clothes that we play in, this game we are. Nobody know what tomorrow gonna bring, and we doing in this aura. Somebody tell me where I am, I can never explain it, but I really wanna say I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Tinsa is grateful. She's always on J. M. Sansi. So, yes, on J. La Kona. She's so, yes, on J. M. Sansi.
And this is the way we are doing today. Nobody knows what tomorrow brings. We are doing it right.
Just be yourself, just be yourself.
This is the thing that we've been.
Be central.
Hey,
just keep central.
This is the reason why we here. I'm honored to have you here.
Yes, and Jay.
I can't believe we are here.
M-Sansi.
We're doing this together now.
Yes, and Jay.
Hey,
sound wrong now.
Hey,
M-Sansi.
Hey, hey,
hey.
Idris, are you turned on? Yeah.
Thank you. That was me. Thank you very much. My name is Idris Sultan, and I can sing now.
Dude, now tell me about your music.
Okay.
What kind of music do you do?
I do Afro pop, Afro beats,
okay,
R&B.
Okay. All right. Now, tell me about. Are you working on any singles? Do you have any singles out on rotation now?
Actually, yeah. The last year, I signed the deal with Gallo Records.
Okay.
And the first single we released was featuring AB Crazy, titled Wozaza. And the song had a good airplay.
Okay.
And we came up with a new single last year, November, titled Mr. Raga Raga. So my new single is coming out soon, featuring Toya the Lazy. That's the song gonna be dropping in probably in 2 weeks' time now.
Okay.
And the video comes out immediately.
Okay. Mm. Now, is there anybody in particular you wish to collaborate with? Because we're seeing a lot of that happening now.
Yeah, on my album, I'm working on my album, almost done. I have Be Crazy on the album. I have Toya the Lazy on the album. I spoke with Max. We're going to be doing something soon. And also, as we speak right now, I would like to have Ringo on my album.
Okay, so Ringo, what do you say?
For sure.
Okay, so Ringo is cool.
Yeah, no, let's check it out.
He's happy with it. If you just joined us right now, we're making nothing but music. Junior's hanging out with us and he's playing music for us. We'll also be chatting with the Hot Shots. We're about to introduce yet another guest on the other side of this.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
Style of music. Anywhere I go, then they holler me. They tell me the boy you always talking. I'm rocking this game, I will blow up. I swear, oh my gosh, I'm part of them. The mama them, the papa them. Everywhere I go mother them. Me na bala bala. Anything I do it wella wella. I do it like my nigga Mr. Zaga Zaga. Mama now we don't understand eh. I do my things I no send eh. Of course you know I no be bente. I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Bopping up with me, no be Raga Raga. I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Bopping up with me, no be Raga Raga. They wanna be me now. See all the guests wanna please me now. They wanna be me now. See all the guests wanna please me now. Now they're not a single. Everybody jump up and dance. Mr. DJ play loud. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Me
Mr. DJ, jam it again now. Everybody dancing again now. Mr. DJ, jam it again now. Everybody dancing again now. Haibo! I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Poppy on replay, no be Raga Raga. I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Poppy on replay, no be Raga Raga. Into the club, they my hollering. The ladies, they my like me. I give it to them all night long now. Dominus, Hibiscus. Now me be the guy where they run thing. And I run this party, no be small thing. Or you pass me the holy make I smoke, yeah. Cigarettes, or you pop, yeah. I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Poppy, I'll be playing, no be Raga Raga. I'm Mr. Raga Raga. Poppy, I'll be playing, no be Raga Raga. I'm Mr. Raga Raga, Bobby Rory play, Moki Raga Raga. I'm Mr. Raga Raga, Bobby Rory play, Moki Raga Raga.
This is actually a very catchy song, man. Is this out on rotation? Is it playing in radio stations?
Yeah, it's playing. This one is playing. It came out last year. We were having a little problem with some of the radio stations in terms of they say it doesn't suit
The market.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the format.
The format, exactly. So it got played on most radio stations. Even outside Johannesburg, it was playing on this
Public cool radio. Stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're having a problem with Metro FM.
Well, we don't know. We can't help you. So we're here. We're doing a thing, man. Let me just welcome in the studio right now, Books, yet another talented vocalist. He's in fact a rapper, and we've been dying for a rapper in the studio. So finally, we've got somebody who's actually going to do a freestyle. Are you going to do a freestyle for us?
Yeah, I can drop something for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So there you go. Are you ready, Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do something.
Yeah. Right, let me hear this.
Tell him if you don't like it. If you need him to switch it up.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Don't have the time for speculation. I detonate in the cooler. I separated the feelings and medicated these fuba. Generated the faith from my favorite phrases from Duca. I'm alive, mother. Don't hesitate in medulla. Now I got enemies, frenemies, call it jealousy. We either Stein or we Tel Aviv. Feeding the minds all recipes. G's moving quiet so the die on Mandela speak. You want a problem but you don't know me. I'm a young Mabalani on the wrong side of hungry. Lopsided vision on the tops where I'm comfy. I got better moves than a cop in a jumpsuit. You want to rap but if you want to be fly, be the flyest motherfucker under earth in the sky. See, fashion is a passion only certain inspire. But stylists and designer shirts couldn't buy. So I cut the sleeves off my Hugo Boss shirt. No one can tell me I'm a Hugo Boss first. I wrote this Hugo Boss verse. Spend it now, think it later. That's a student loan curse. Think you stealing my girl, my nigga. You think my silence is weakness, my nigga. You think my beats are all av, my nigga. You think it's easy to rap, so nigga. You.
Go ahead.
Meet the human beeper. Meet the human beeper.
I didn't know if I could. You know,
no, dude. Yeah. Express yourself.
That's cool. Yeah.
Well, cool stuff. Seems like we're gonna make great music now. So there's Ringo. Okay. Now, before we get into your freestyle, let's take something from Books. Get down.
I can see it, freak the local genius. Peace to my Madibas, who sign their hope. Who sign their hope, they say define that coat. You stay my style and vogue, I say my dial ain't goes. When the lights go dim, get my two-step to it. Swear my life so prince on my 90s fluent. Had the Nikes then, thinking white keep doing. And your girl's so fit, but I like my cooling. Guess I'm not pumped to feed them, but I pump this action. When cooked with seeds, where I caught when we dip, I'm tough. We just relegate you b****s in the league I'm from. Underestimating skill and you will be long gone. I invested 30 rocks and now you see .com. I don't entertain the chatter, see my Chiefs is score. And if it's nothing to you, man, let me see encore. Encore, stop, move, do whatever that it takes to.
So many voices in my head,
but I can see the finish line. I
see you everywhere I go. I can see the finish line, see the finish line. I see it everywhere I go. I can see the finish line, the finish line. I see you everywhere I go. I can see the finish line, see the finish line. I see it everywhere I go.
So many voices.
See, it's the morning after the night before, and we likes to party. We might be sourced. It was me, Mac, the Dawn, and the re-up was born. Didn't make the circle bigger. I just see Max the call. You sound a little Pepsi. You sound a little Coke. My sound a little Jeffrey. My sound a little Duck. Cool story. Black and white be my dream. At least a two-story. Never wealth of the eager get to see true for the Igor. Selling myself so higher. Telling me secret the wealth for tires. They wanna be more like us. All this heat, but I felt more fires. Smoky mirror, no lighter. Bossy minya, no kaifas. I wish for more original types up. Before the force deliver more spikers. Stop. Move. Do whatever that it takes to.
So many voices in my head.
But I can see the finish line. The finish line. I see you everywhere I go. See the finish line, see the finish line, I see it everywhere I go. I can see the finish line, the finish line, I see it everywhere I go. I can see the finish line, see the finish line, I see it everywhere I go.
So many voices.
Ghost, CNN, Tina, Tina na my gang. Ivy League, Boogie, bring another banger. Call me Jersey number 10. See, there's now, there was then. Lost enemy, so folks letting me know I'm ready to go. The club life got a dark energy strobe. I guess she passed out now after having a stroke. Moolah, 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 my top has an opinion. My shoe game is so wrong, I make you fork out an addendum. Never leave the house without the foresight of a sinner. Never read about a bee on the top of agenda. Clock start ticking when it's twack, twack, stick em. And my folks start praying that the cops don't get them. Man, they never got me. Running straight to my future looking cocky. Stop, move, do whatever that it takes to.
So many voices in my head.
But I can see the finish line, the finish line. I see you everywhere I go. I can see the finish.
The song is called Finish Line, O'Neal on Trip Central. This is Books, man.
Yeah, what up?
You got skills, man.
Thank you, sir.
Tell me about some of the names that, tell me about some of the names you worked with.
Well, I mean, before coming into the rap, I mean, into the being the rapper, I was a producer in a group called the Ivy League. Yeah. So, I mean, I've worked with a bunch of people. I mean, everybody kind of in SA Music. The first song that we did was Bamba, which was Pro Kid.
Oh, okay.
In 2007. Okay. Then we did Talk Stick'em, did AKA's album. Done a bunch of stuff, yeah.
So why now? Why now do you want to be in the forefront?
I think at the time producing, I mean, I didn't have too much time because, I mean, I was also in varsity. So balancing producing and varsity was a bit tough. But, I mean, I just finished a couple of years ago. So now I get to do this full time. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Sure. Now, we're actually going to do our final performance with all the artists in the studio. And now that we've got Books, who'll handle all the rapping.
Books.
Yeah. So let's decide on a melody and we start making music. Perhaps come up with a chorus that will incorporate all our guests on a We Are The World type vibe.
Damn, We Are The World.
Yeah, ooh. The extra. We've got extras here, so.
Yeah, we're the extras.
All
right. I've been in the industry long time.
So, Junior, are you ready?
Yeah.
Remember, these artists are meeting for the first time in the studio today. So, what they're about to do right now is off the dome. It's not scripted, hasn't been written. They're gonna come up with this on the spot. Are we ready?
Yes. All right, let's go for it.
Let's try.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Ringo. Legendary status. Boogie. Cliff Central, bunch of people in the studio, trying to make a song via the dome. I don't really freestyle, but I'ma give it a go. Books on the mic, ready to go.
Ooh, wow, that's.
Ooh.
together now. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't try to make this sound.
Ooh. Yeah.
Every tear is singing here.
Ooh. What's up?
We are together now.
Ooh. Uh huh. That's all I could do. That's all I could do. That's all I could do. I said, that's all I could do. I can't not sing one more line because I can remember what I'm gonna sing next because this is the last. And all I could do. That's all I could do.
All I could do.
That's all I could do. And that's all I could do. Bye bye now.
Ooh,
we together now. Masaroka, voti dada boka, nubashki me pipoka, eutinya uma orta, odoka, odoka, Louis up, yeah.
Okay, Samantha, it's your turn now. Come on, come on.
Translate.
Okay, up next to Samantha, give her a headphones.
Lady voice.
Okay.
Ooh, oh, we're together now.
After all of that, I don't know what I should do. You just took the mic and Idris thinks he's a fool.
We're together now.
Not right.
Ooh.
No. Uncensored material. We are not
this
together
is the
now.
We do it wow. Now. We are getting together we now.
You guys would put wooden mic to shame. Like
this has separated a lot of countries. So the next chorus is probably
we're not together now.
So this group broke up before it was even formed.
Many directions.
Now let me just quickly have a chat with Books. In terms of albums, what are you working on at the moment?
In terms of my album or other people?
Yours. Are you still producing?
I'm still producing, yeah, very much still producing.
Tell me about one exciting project you're working on at the moment.
My very own project, actually. Yeah, album's called Pegasus. Okay. Should be coming out sometime this year. I mean, what we want to do is put out a few singles, run with that, and then I think when we're ready, we'll put out the album. But videos, promo, all that stuff is going to be happening. I actually got a new single now called The Minor Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Go check that one out. Very dope.
Yeah. Where do we find this single?
It's for free. It's free download. So on my SoundCloud, you can check it out. SoundCloud.com/Boobs Nation.
Okay.
The Minor Syndrome. Check it out. All my other joints also there. You can check that out. Yeah.
What about other artists that you're producing for? Is there anyone in particular? Do you want a name drop?
Right now that I'm working with... I was working with Reason. I just did a song with Reason on his album called The Crown, featured also on that one. Did a song with Doomy on his album coming up. I'm working with Kid X.
Okay.
I actually just did a song with Vincent Bones, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you're working with everybody.
Who else? And Solo. Solo's got some stuff. I produced a joint for him called Overtime. Dope joint. Yeah.
Okay.
And me too.
And Ringo. Okay. And Ringo.
Well, I did mention that when Ringo walked in here, doesn't he look like a rapper? Like, honestly.
He's such a G.
Dude.
I was like, I looked at him, I was like, Ringo.
He's
and
more
like,
G'd
now,
up.
I was confused. I'm like, really? You're such a G.
He's more G'd up than a lot of.
He's
rappers.
More G'd up than all of us, man.
Yeah,
you should see him. Damn.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk to you quickly, Ringo. In terms of performances, is there anywhere we can see you performing soon?
The performances now that are coming are far away from here. Yeah, Zimbabwe, Malawi. But I'll be coming back for the, Makufe. And
nice. Okay, we're going to talk about the beard just now. But before we go any further, there is an opportunity for you as the listener to actually win yourself a cell phone. Here we go. Please pay attention. CliffCentral.com is turning one, and to celebrate, we're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones. You can win just by listening out for the question on Cliff Central. Submit your answer on WeChat by tapping Connect, then Competition on the menu. If you want an upgrade or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. Win with Cliff Central and WeChat for the month of April. Visit CliffCentral.com for details.
T's and C's apply. Now, here's your question. I hope you've been paying attention because you have an opportunity to win yourself the Samsung Galaxy S4. And the question is, what show that was on this morning has a host named Sexy Spider? I will ask that again. You need to send through your answer right now before the show is over. You've got less than 9 minutes to actually do that, to put yourself in line to winning this Samsung Galaxy S4. I repeat the question again. It's what show that was on this morning has a host name Sexy Spider? All right, so there you go. We are almost at the end of the show, but let me just wrap up with this gentleman here who is your music dancehall?
Yeah, I do more of African music.
Okay.
So it can be danceable, it can be love song, it can be anything, you know.
Okay. Now, in terms of projects that you're working on at the moment, whether it's collaborations and whatnot, you want to tell us about some of those?
I just said my album. I'm currently working on my album. Yeah, you know, I work with a whole lot of producers on the album. I didn't mention I'm gonna be working with Intando. I have a collaboration with Intando before.
Oh, you've done something with them before? Okay,
that's right. The way of last year, you know.
All right.
So yeah, we had something we're gonna be doing anytime, as in we have something to be doing as soon as possible right now.
Okay.
He's also gonna be on my album. All
right.
So yeah, my album is almost ready. We're gonna be dropping the album probably by May.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To all my artists, the ones with talent, let me thank all of you. let me thank all of you. Palesa will see all of you guys out. If you could just do us the honor of taking a picture or two with us outside. We also have some refreshments over there.
Free.
Super M is free. I believe we also have water on the other side. And I'll be joining you guys shortly on the other side. Let me just handle... Let me just break their hearts and tell them they have no talent.
South Africa has not got talent.
Okay, cool. Cool stuff. Books, thanks. Thank you, Ringo.
Thank
we
you
look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah,
and yes, next time when you come in, we're going to talk about the beard.
That's all right, man.
Bro, big up yourself, man.
Thank you so much.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, joining me now is the Hot Shots. We're going to wrap up the show on a different style here with the Hot Shots. Yes, they will perform. All right, first up on the mic is Idris. The least talented one is always the first one on the mic.
Let me make this clear. It's not that I'm not talented. I have too many talents. I just find it hard to choose.
Okay.
So I'm still like on the verge of finding out which I really need to do. So
I see.
I'm
I
on
see.
A coma.
Samantha,
yeah?
Your mic is waiting for you.
You want me to rap?
We've heard you rap. I don't know
your
if
your mic is over there.
I don't know if we're prepared for this again. Now, guys,
yeah,
I have seen on a number of occasions people comparing seasons.
Yeah.
How does that make you guys feel?
When people compare seasons,
Of Big Brother Africa.
The thing is, with me, I haven't really watched Big Brother before. So, like, when they compare, there's nothing that I can say, oh, okay, cool. Do you understand? So,
I have, I find that hard to believe. Mm. I find that in my experience, I've seen people who actually say they haven't watched it are the people who masturbate to the Big Brother.
Yeah.
I swear.
No, ask them. They'll always go, do you know this person from season this? I'm like, no. Do you know whoever in the chase? I'm like, no.
Let me tell you what happens with me. I run into people and they'll say things like, you know, I never used to watch Big Brother and whatnot, but I hear you on Big Brother. And then we'll continue having a conversation. Later on, they'll tell me about stuff that I did at some point. I'm like,
things you forgot. Like, do you remember that day you're in the bathroom and your toothbrush was under the bathtub and you took it out and Biggie called you? Okay,
now what was most surprising for you? Let's start with you, Idris. What was most surprising for you when you came out of the Big Brother house?
Actually, I wasn't such a Twitter person.
Okay.
I had like 300 followers on Twitter when I was going into the house.
You're generally a tweet, but you are not a Twitter person.
Okay, I need to
think about that, yeah.
I need to take that in. Guys, that's one for O'Neill, zero for Idris.
breathe. No, but seriously though, what was surprising? Obviously, you came out. There was money which you won. How much did they tax it, by the way?
I wouldn't say that.
They taxed your money. Was it 40%?
It's always 15%.
15%?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
40%, cool. How do you expect 40% to go out? Whatever. I've been walking naked on the house for all these days and people take like 40%. What have they done?
You did walk around naked, I hear.
It's not.
Who was the
really
horniest from your
about.
Season?
The what?
Who was the horniest from your season?
Klantla. Klantla.
Definitely.
Klantla.
Why was I the horniest?
I don't know.
Oh, you, no, you were.
They had to be chained for that, yeah?
Yeah, but like these guys were chained to each other for an entire day. Or how long was it? You're punished.
I even remember.
Days. Yeah, that's a long time. Imagine being chained to a woman for such a long time.
I even remember how big he said it. Klankla and Sheila. For your horniness, I give you a chain of 50 shades of grey.
S&M, my nigga, S&M.
So they actually used the chain to tie you guys together?
Yeah, we tied up for 4 days.
I'm so disappointed in you, Klantla. Why did they use a chain?
And they end up doing Miss P instead.
They all missed it.
What's that?
Now, when did you come out?
I came out 2 weeks before the finale.
Why were you removed?
I was actually put up. I wasn't nominated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was your biggest rival?
Until I got put up, I didn't know, and then Sipa put me up so clearly. Sipa.
Grand queen.
What is revival?
Did I say revival?
Did you say revival?
Rival.
Rival. Yeah.
You think it's the Botswana accent?
It's this public English school.
All right. It looks like we've got a winner. And we're gonna announce the winner right now. Please pay close attention because we're about to announce the winner. But let's just go
announce
the
winner is.
Hold up. A moment, please. Okay. Now, can we go? Who's the winner?
The winner is Adriana Koiti King.
Please repeat that.
Adriana Koiti King.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I think she's related to me. No, I don't.
The winner goes to
drum roll. Well, congratulations.
Why isn't there a drum roll on here? Like there's no suspense. There's nothing. It's just the winner.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Like drum roll.
Okay.
Adriana.
So congratulations to Adriana, who just won themselves a Samsung Galaxy X4. So yeah, that's what you walk away with. All right, so we continue with the hot shots. We're about to wrap up, and let's try and make a song before we leave. We've got a minute, actually, literally.
Okay.
Okay.
Luis
okay.
is good at this.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, Luis has released the song already.
I'm actually not expecting much, but here we go. Let's just
go. The song actually, Prometheus.
The song actually released him.
Are these the beats?
Okay, please go ahead, guys. We've got a minute.
Who's starting?
Yeah, I got this.
I swear.
Last night, for all the ladies out there,
let's not hate on Twitter, let's not hate Instagram, let's not hate Facebook.
Get a
let's
job.
Yeah, you know,
get a job.
I don't think it's gonna work, eh?
Anyway, guys, so we'll catch you tonight. You guys are hanging out at Con tonight.
Yeah. Kong. Yeah.
So this is where these untalented bunch will be tonight.
Dude, and I was going to drop it. Like, you know, I was getting there.
Sure, yeah, me too. I was like getting in there. I was getting ready, like on the vibe.
Guys, on the real though, I wish we had more time to actually do this. Thank you guys very much for stopping by. So people can catch you tonight at Kong.
Yes.
I'll stop by. Idris, I know you're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Please, Idris, I beg you. If you're going to have sex, make sure you stay away from domestic animals.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
CliffCentral.com.